One More Turn. Episode 1204. Flip the Script.
How did you convince Gary to represent Carson at his sentencing hearing? He's Bella's...
father, yes. But for the last 6 years has left her parenting to Evelyn. Then there's the fact that she tried to get him disbarred and removed from his own law firm. So I didn't have to pay quite top dollar to convince him.
He doesn't know me. Everything he knows of me came secondhand from Max and Nora. Doesn't present me favorably. Honestly, sure. But not favorably. That's where top dollar comes in.
Where did you even come up with the money for all of this, Dominic?
Avery's not the only member of her family in the debt-buying business. The other is me.
What's the term Max said Gary came up with for Hudson? Parasite? That Kingston was charged with assaulting him, then didn't hurt our chances to get Gary on our side.
Not as unfortunate as Hudson keeping his mouth shut at the wedding when Bella chose Carson over him.
Hudson went from a neutral to a negative.
If turn-based strategy gaming has taught me anything, it's that strength is in numbers.
Despite the fact that you should have learned that lesson before that, and elsewhere...
Your gaming record suggests you still don't know how to put that into practice?
He's got you there.
How did Gary convince a lawyer to grant you bail, Kingston?
I demonstrated that I'm at a flight risk. My risk of reoffending is low, as I have not been charged with a crime. I was never a danger to the public, and my means to get to Hudson are now limited with him still in a coma.
But you also struck Garrison and were charged with assault against him, too.
Not to the same degree, and he did hit back, so those charges got dropped.
Besides bail, which Dominic also fronted.
You're welcome.
I had to surrender my passport. Hardly a concern, as its cover was covered in dust.
Gary is helping, but he only shows up in court, only ever texts any of us otherwise. He's not as active a participant as the rest of us. With Bella, there's five or six when Hudson...
If Hudson wakes up.
You almost sound proud that you may have hurt him well enough to accomplish that.
When you see a mosquito, do you half-ass your attempt to squish it? Or do you mean it?
That would make Hudson the biggest insect I've ever seen.
Then that would make me the biggest beetle you've ever seen.
You're not going with beetle for the alliterative effect.
That you felt it necessary to ask... Allowed is an insult to both of our intelligence.
We need to flip one of Bella's group to our side.
You imply that Bella herself will not be the one. Which makes sense.
Makes so much sense, it makes dollars.
That joke wasn't funny the first 100 times I heard you tell it.
Who else do you have in mind, Carson? If you haven't thought that through, then...
Nora. Nora should be our target.
How wasted are you right now?
I've been sober for...
That's worse. Nora is Max's wife, the mother of his children, and was a friend of Riley's. Yes, I'm sure that came as a surprise to everyone, Riley included. She's Hudson's...
non-biological sister. I've known that longer than you. See, Riley and Hudson haven't communicated with one another in almost 3 years. She's with Caleb, who...
was Nora and Max's first choice as godfather for their twins. He turned it down, but...
Nora does not like Kingston. He doesn't like her.
She has been subjected to Hudson more recently, and more frequently. Her dislike of him is her own, not inherited from Max.
Max has never said he doesn't like us.
He certainly acts like he doesn't. Then there's Nora having volunteered for Pedro's mayoral campaign, a man who was calling for this town to move past the Doe contract. You know, the contract that put you, Hudson, Caleb, Bella, under an unfavorable microscope.
You just don't like how it and they came to capture the nation's attention as representing our part of this country.
If that was the deciding factor, then why would I be working with you?
I'm the one managing Barry and Kingston's gaming channel now. You want to work with them, and to what? What, punish those responsible for Doe? I already took responsibility for that, publicly, 3 years ago. Besides, just because someone volunteers for a political campaign doesn't mean they also voted for that candidate, if at all.
Well now, that's That's quite.
In the next mayoral election, I'll be voting for whichever candidate doesn't even mention that contract.
What if all candidates don't mention it?
What if all candidates do?
What if there is only one candidate? Right, for sure. They would just be acclaimed then as they would be uncontested.
Do you have a different target to try to flip then?
Avery.
You said that without hesitation, with a convincing tone.
It's because I've already thought about it, and I am convinced.
I'm convinced. And it's not just because you're fronting the cost of my legal fees.
That's a very specific denial.
You're a very specific denial.
What does the longest river in the world have to do with?
If I could get your passport back to you, Kingston, I'd send you both there at this rate.
Rate? What? That wasn't a purposeful pun? As Avery's your cousin, I figured it would be run in the... Oh, figure. And you both run debt-buying firms.
That reminds me. Why does that necessarily mean you have the money to...
Avery is too close to Dominic, and Nora's too close to us. And Carson, for this to work. Besides, it's like you try to show us you're in your gaming, Barry. It's not how many numbers you have, but what numbers you have to give you strength. Quality comes first.
That leaves Garrison and Reese to consider flipping.
No, that leaves Reese because Garrison gave me a black eye.
You are both incorrect. Kingston's face tells me we're on the same page, so flip to it.
Punning aside, I predict Reese will soon be almost... inconsolable, given Hudson's condition. But using a surrogate parent should prove more convincing than a sibling.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Barry, voiced by Timothy 001 Rules. Dominic, voiced by Jason Mega Bears Fan Grade. Kingston, voiced by Jason New Earth Relic. Carson, voiced by Scott Alpha Shard Dirk. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
Has Gary reviewed with you what to say on the stand?
Gary has no intention of calling him to speak in his own defense.
Stop right there. I was not addressing you. The lawyer for the government is likely to.
Gary has, and I'm good to go.
That's a matter of opinion.